Thank you very much again, Matthew. And we've reached our last batch of news, a mixed bag as always. There are plans to open up the battlements and roof at the castle, and news of an upside-down house being built as an entertainment attraction at Great Yarmouth. There's home brewing in Sprowston, and volunteers are required for a community shop in Little Plumstead. There are three stories about shops, with complaints about the closure of the post office at Beauthorpe, the expansion of a popular game shop, and the retirement after 47 years of the couple who run newsagents in Magdalen Road. Those and many more form our last set of news.
It will be a panoramic view of Norwich that few of us have experienced. Norwich Castle has shared an illustration of its plans to open up the building's battlements to the public as part of its £13.5 million Gateway to Medieval England project, which aims to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in its royal palace heyday. Its plans extend to every corner of the building, from the basement to the battlements, including restoring Norman floors and rooms in the keep and enabling access to five floor levels. The battlements are currently accessed by 62 steps and offer uninterrupted 360-degree views of Norwich. Norfolk Museums currently run battlement tours, which it says offer spectacular views across the city, but says it hopes to make a real feature of the area and make it fully accessible to disabled visitors.
A new house appeared on Great Yarmouth seafront, looking like it had dropped in the middle of a storm. The upside-down house, a hybrid of street art and experimental entertainment, is in fact a new attraction at the Pleasure Beach and the first of its kind on England's east coast. Albert Jones, managing director at the Pleasure Beach, said, "The new attraction is sure to be a big hit with our visitors. Customers, while amazed and disorientated at the same time, will have the opportunity to walk through the attraction and take unique photographs, capturing the most surreal images and unique poses from an inverted experience." The brightly coloured wooden structure, arranged over two stories and fully furnished with a kitchen, bathroom, living room, art and a bedroom, provides visitors with a zero-gravity illusion and experience. Visitors are invited to walk on the ceiling and lose themselves going downstairs to go up and letting their imagination run riot.
A man whose home brewing career began when the recession knocked his pub fund has seen his beers scoop gongs at national awards. Keith Bailey, an aircraft engineer, won a gold and bronze medal at the National Homebrew Championships in Bristol for an amber lager and Belgian strong ale. Both were brewed in the 48-year-old Sprowston garage. Mr. Bailey began home brewing in 2010 after the financial crisis hit in 2008 and left him without spare cash for trips to the pub. "My top tip for aspiring home brewers is patience and writing down previous beers so you can learn from your mistakes. Also, you must buy the best hops you can get, and it's essential to use continental malts if you're making continental beer. It's an involved process, but the best thing you get is a beer at the end of it. But he warned the process smells and does not go down too well with his wife and family, which is why he chose the garage as a makeshift brewery. He said from start to finish, from brewing until drinking, takes around a month, although stronger beers take longer."
The closure of a post office near Norwich has been described as a body blow to the community by a local councillor. Beauthorpe's post office will close within the next year when the area's Martin's store at the main centre shuts its doors on January the 21st, 2021. A spokesperson for the McColl's Retail Group, which owns the business, said, "Having explored all options, regretfully we have taken the difficult decision to cease trading at the Martin's store in Beauthorpe, Norwich, next year." Sally Button, Norwich City Councillor for the Beauthorpe area, said the community was shocked to learn of the closure. "This would be a terrible body blow to the community and beyond," she said, who rely on it for banking, bill payments, letters and parcels, together with all the other valuable services it provides daily. A spokesperson for the post office said their team would be exploring the options to retain a post office service in the community, including discussions with McColl's over any future sale of the shop, and contacting other local retailers to see if they would be happy to host a post office.
A Norwich shop which is looking to expand and move home has raised more than £4,000 in less than 4 days. The Games Table is a tabletop gaming venue currently based in Maglin Street in Norwich. Launched in June 2018 by Kieran Meenigan, since it opened, the venue has gone from strength to strength, so much so that it is now relocating to a larger venue in the Norwich Lanes. The new venue in Lower Goat Lane will be double the size of the current premises and will allow the business to expand its board games library, offer food and refreshments, host events and give gamers more space in which to play. To help fund the expansion and pay for the little extras, Mr. Meenigan set up a Kickstarter, but within 4 days of the fund going live, it has raised £4,252, smashing its original target of £700. He said the Games Table is a business, but it's more than that. It's more about being a friendship group and a community, and hopefully we can keep growing it and get more people involved from Norwich.
A couple at the helm of a family-run Norwich newsagent, which has been delivering the news for 90 years, will bow out soon. John and Sylvia Howell, who are retiring after 47 years, mark the end of a family dynasty in the newspaper business. The Magdalen Road-based newsagent started in the 1930s when Sylvia's uncle, Albert Bird, used his trade bike to collect copies of the Evening News and Eastern Daily Press from the printworks in Redwell Street. After his nephew Walter was demobbed from the army after the Second World War, he joined the business until it became J.T. and S.M. Howell in 1972. In the 1970s, sales of evening papers flourished, and at one stage, Mr. Howell's army of almost 40 paper boys and girls delivered 1,400 copies of the Eastern Evening News 6 days a week. Mr. Howell said, "I've seen some changes in the past half a century in the shop. I never thought that I'd sell more bottles of milk each day than copies of The Sun."
A popular stall at Norwich Market, which has been there for more than 70 years, will feature on an upcoming episode of Channel 4's Food Unwrapped. The show returns through its 18th series and once again explores the industry secrets behind our favourite foods. The Mushy Pea stall at Norwich Market will feature in a segment on the episode with presenter Bryony Williams, who was a contestant on the Great British Bake Off in 2018, as she explores the surprising secret to making the British staple. Filming took place in August last year. The third generation family business is run by Anita and Carl Adcock from Helston, and they serve homemade mushy peas with mint sauce alongside a range of pies, mash and burgers.
A couple who own an internationally renowned Norwich fish and chip shop, recently named one of the best places to eat in the UK, are selling the business. The announcement from Dwayne Di Bartolomeo and Christian Motta, who have run the award-winning Grosvenor Fish Bar in Lower Goat Lane in the Norwich Lanes since 2012, will come as a shock to many of its regular customers. The reason behind the sale is Mr. Motta's mum, Rosanna Motta, who is almost 73 but still works in the shop 3 days a week, wants to retire to a warmer climate. As a result, Mr. Motta and Mr. Di Bartolomeo have taken the difficult decision to sell up, but say they plan to frequently return to Norwich. Mrs. Motta, originally from Pontypridd in Wales, started working in her parents' chip shop aged five, and as an 18-year-old newlywed, she and husband Mal Motta, who was born in Italy but also grew up in Wales, opened their first shop in Stafford Street, Norwich. Christian Motta said, We're putting the shop up for sale, and like my parents, we have had a great time here in the Norwich Lanes.
Plans to transform a site off the NDR into a recycling centre have moved a step closer to becoming a reality. In 2015, Norfolk County Council, through NPS Property Consultants Limited, began the search for a replacement recycling centre for Mile Cross, where the lease is due to end in September 2021. Now, progress has been made with plans for a new facility between the A140 and the Norwich Distributor Road, near Horsham St Faith, submitted to NCC. If approved, the recycling centre, which would be on land that used to form part of Norwich International Airport, will be able to take up 20,000 tonnes of waste from homes, including a small amount from businesses. Proposals show the site will house a reuse shop, which will sell items brought to the facility at a low cost rather than disposing of them, as well as non-recycled items. The site would include a petrol station, two drive-through restaurants and a convenience store, and has been proposed by Euro Garages Limited.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating, that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of this Thursday's team, which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now it's goodbye from Chris
and Pauline.